It took 10,000 steps to walk 10 miles. Now, I know that sounds ass backward, but let me explain in my first chapter called A Decent Family in a Heartless City. I come from a city well known for the Coney Islands, beauty supplies, and churches on every corner. Though that's not all I see underneath the layers of the beast, you will see the story of the streets. You will find all kinds of temptation, but there's no sunshine because the gray clouds never take a vacation. I look back on the situation with mixed hesitation because I knew I had to leave, but I knew that my heart, was with my family in this old city, dividing two countries. I knew I could never be disciplined or a disciple of the streets, not because I had the light-skinned soft genes, but because I could never be intentionally a killer, a stealer, or a destroyer of a brother who looks just like me. I knew that I could never completely fit in with those who came from the land of plenty. Believe me, I tried, but I just wasn't good enough to make friends with my colonizers and look in their blue and green eyes. That's when I found myself at the DMV, not the one that we all hate, but the one where a king gave his I Have a Dream speech. The city had energy unlike any I had been in yet. It was full of traffic circles, takeout restaurants, and something called mumbo sauce. The city moved off go-go and afro beats, and it was once held the title of the most chocolate city in these, the United States of America. But the most chocolate thing that I knew was my alma mater, Old Howard University. Then I graduated fresh off campus with zero plans of what's next, the steps for this young man, but I knew I had the ambitions of a dreamer and the look of success in my eyes. I have the heart of a risk taker and the desire of more than I had ever realized in my life, though I didn't know that there was a price to be paid before greatness lets you fall into her good graces. Oh my goodness gracious, if I could tell you about the deserts and the oasis, the highs and the lows, the long nights alone, the days I wish would have never ended. If I could tell you about all the miscalculations that took me off the X and Y axis, if I could tell you about all the stupid decisions and the moments I wish I could take back faster than an asthmatic wishes that they could take in air, if I could only describe what it's like to be up at 3 a.m. every morning and yet feel so alive, I feel at peace with the world, the universe, and in harmony with everything all at once. It took me 10,000 steps to walk 10 miles. And I didn't have a yellow brick road as a compass. More seductions and revolutions.